question, did I take her fishing? So we waited on the perfect day. Hitched up my old John boat to see if it would still float. Should have seen the smile on her face. I found a little cove, dropped the lines to try our luck. Before too long, she said, it's starting to heat up. She took off her shirt, said, I'll get a little sun. Handed me the copper tone, man, I had me some fun. I rubbed it in real good, and I didn't miss a spot. And I got to see that little pink bikini top.
Yeah, baby, the fish wasn't biting. Little Craig Morgan, come back. This is your host, handsome but humble host, Ray I, KFNS 590 The Fan. Coming from the Bunker Midwest Outdoor Studios with Peanut and Matty G. We just visited with our Vogelvogger, who's in rehab. Yeah, little Craig Morgan. I first saw Craig when he had his first song, and he was at a local Walmart store. And then after he became a known country singer, we used to see him down at the NWTF convention. He was hanging out with some Bad Company, Waddell, and some of those guys. And we had Craig on our show, of course, that one time. We had him on the show from his camper. He had a concert that night and was laying in bed in his camper. But great guy. Great. The reason I say this is not to brag, but because he's a great spokesperson for hunting, does a great outdoor TV show, represents hunting in a good way. The bad thing about a Craig Morgan type guy, when he was back with the Hunter Specialty crew, and I was with Hunter Specialty crew on hunts and stuff, he was a practical joker. And for some of you that don't know, one of the guys came in and went into the shower and turned the shower on and turned completely red and screamed and thought he was dying. And Craig Morgan had put red food coloring in the shower head. That's the kind of guy we're dealing with here. But a great guy, great music, and I still say Almost Home's the best, one of the best country music songs ever written. Great guy. A great one of our outdoor people that happens to be a celebrity can reach millions of more people than we can because of the industry that he's in. Really cool guy. But with that, in this segment, we're going to talk up some more fishing. We're going to run out. Let's do a little intro for this next guy.
Most effectual top cat, whose intellectual close friends get to call him TC, providing its wet dignity.
Yeah, a little top cat, Tony Caggiano. Hey, Tony.
Morning, Uncle Ray.
Hey, buddy. Hey, you know, before we even get into this interview about the ICAST fishing show, Nervous Water, all these things you're doing, you know, you got the World Slam stuff, David Denny bird hunting. Higher form of fishing, by the way, on Nervous Waters. And you're doing lots of things. You went to the ICAST fishing show, but I'd like to know why you're working the ICAST fishing show, and yet I'm seeing pictures of you at Disney World.
Yeah, well,
uh-huh.
I got no answer for. I can't answer that. Okay. I don't know.
I flip on Facebook and I'm saying, you know, Tony's at ICAST. I'm going to get an interview for Tony. And I know you got busy. That's why I didn't get with you and get to talk to you on the show floor. Yeah. I know how busy you were. But then I say that, and then I flip, and then I see you at Disney World. Riding down the
Splash
Mountain.
Yeah, you know, if there's a chance to ride a roller coaster, if there's a minute to ride a roller coaster, I go do it. You know how? I like me some Mickey Mouse. People always kind of laugh. They're like, so you like to chase and hunt stuff, and you like Mickey Mouse. Those are like your two things. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, the guys,
you know, but Uncle Ray, you get it. You got your Mickey Mouse hat, and you've been there with me.
I've been there, yeah. But I had some guys with me, and I showed you. See this guy in the thing? Look at that beautiful woman that's with him. What in the world is she doing with him? I mean, you just got to say it, you know? You got to say it like it is.
Yeah, I hear that more than I care to admit.
Okay. Well, how was the ICAST fishing show for Nervous Water, Tony Caggiano, World Slam, Denny Bird Hunting Dude?
Yeah, so ICAST, this was my first visit down there. We didn't have a booth this year. We just were down there meeting with our sponsors and some other partners that we work with through Nervous Waters. And just to give you guys a quick background, Nervous Waters, in addition to David Denny's Bird Hunting, Nervous Waters and Red Stag Patagonia, those are our three companies all under one. So it's three separate sections of the same company, essentially. And Nervous Waters are our fishing lodges. So we have nine fishing lodges in Argentina, Chile, and the Bahamas. And for Golden Dorado, Bonefish, Sea Run, Brown Trout, down in Tierra del Fuego, like the big 20, 30-pound trout coming out of the ocean.
Wow.
And also, we also have trout in the mountains of Chile and in Patagonia. And so I was down there representing those lodges, meeting with sponsors, partners that we work with, just a lot of people in the industry. You know the drill. You've been down this road before. But it was a really interesting show. It was my first time being there. It's impressive. if you love fishing, it's not really one of those shows you can just walk into. It's an industry show for manufacturers.
Yeah,
and stuff.
People
but
don't realize
all
that.
Of the. Yeah, people. I just but the all of the new innovations in fishing are coming through there. All of the big boat guys are there. So there's huge fishing boats, all sorts of lures and rods, and just about anything you can think of. So as I'm doing more and more, I'm the U.S. sales manager for these Nervous Waters lodges now. I was down there, and I was just blown away by the fishing industry today, stuff you didn't even think of, you know, when I was a kid or you were a kid, and you're out there casting a worm for a bass, and now it's just, it's unbelievable.
Well, let's just back up for a second. You said bone fishing and brown trout. That makes me a little nervous.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
It makes me just a little nervous.
I got nothing on that either, man. You're killing me this morning.
Let's move on.
I should have got up earlier.
Move on.
So yeah, it was a great show. Met with a lot of people. Did manage to sneak away to Disney World for a day.
Yeah, obviously.
Or two or three or whatever.
okay. Or two or three.
But,
all right.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm really excited about working and doing all this with the fishing now as well, in addition to the hunting. So
yeah,
it's a lot of fun, and it was great to meet a whole different crowd of people. But at the same time, when you're down there, you're seeing people that you know from all these hunting convention stuff. It's the industry is it's a huge industry, hunting and fishing, but it's a small world. You know,
it is.
So many friends.
I understand you ran into Mark Strand, our editor for Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Is that true?
Yeah, I bumped into Mark. He and I were trying to get on a schedule, but you know how that guy rolls. I don't think he didn't. You know, it's just poor planning when you don't make any time for Disney World during your iCast visit, Mr. Mark did. You see?
Yeah.
So I'm walking, and he was sitting there. I sneak around one of these big booths. They have the high walls, and it's like the back edge of the convention. And there's Mark sitting on the floor with two other folks. And I didn't even notice him. I'm just kind of wandering by. He's sitting there like a homeless person. I figured he was begging for change or something. So I just kind of averted my eyes, kept walking. And he's like, Tony, and this is where this guy's holding his meetings, you know. He's doing whatever he can to get this stuff done, as Mark always does.
Yeah.
but, you know, it was good to see him and catch up. We tried really hard to get together, but he's a busy dude, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to do the ICAST show about the fishing and ICAST industry, the fishing industry. And I was supposed to have Mark on, too. And, you know, when he came back, I couldn't get a hold of him at ICAST. He was just way too busy. And so I tried to get him when I come back, and now he's just disappeared. I haven't heard from him for a week. So I've got you on about ICAST, and I got our outdoor guide guru, Bobby Whitehead, coming up later in the show to talk about ICAST, you know, to get this out there.
Very
because
cool.
we can't find Mark Strand. He's missing.
He's missing in action.
I have not even heard from him.
He left the day before me, so. Who knows? Maybe he tried to go ice fishing in the middle of the summer. Who knows?
I like that.
He do love that ice fishing.
Oh, him and that ice fishing. You better watch it. I'll play some more crickets for him. Well, that's kind of an inside joke. People don't know what that's about, but that was bad. That was really bad. So did you see anything like really new and really cool that really caught your attention in the fishing industry?
The thing that was really getting me were the new boats and stuff. You know, it doesn't apply a lot to the fishing that I'm doing, but it was really interesting to see that. And then there's always, you know, every year there's all sorts of new gear. They were showing new waders. What I like is for a lot of the fishing we do for trout and stuff, it's colder. It's not like bass fishing where you can kind of wade in your shorts. So when you're down doing a sea run trout trip, the water is 47 degrees to 55 degrees. I mean, you will freeze to death if you stand in that water all day.
Wow.
So we were looking at these new lightweight waders by Sims. We're actually hopefully going to be working with those guys, but stuff that you can, that's packable, and you could put it in a, you know, in a tiny little backpack, and yet you can still go out there and fish around the world.
That's
it's
cool.
Amazing how years ago waders were made out of like thick canvas, heavy. It was 10 pounds of weight, and it would take up, you know, you needed a garbage bag to carry these things. But they're making, everything's getting so much sleeker and sexier now.
Good,
you know?
Stuff. Yep,
it's
good stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, including us, you know. And you might want to, after you get off, you might want to pull up the radio show and listen to the next segment. I'm going to do an award-winning fishing report. You know how much I love reading fishing reports, so it's going to be just awesome. It's going to be incredible. I mean, the awards will become rolling in after this next segment, fishing report. I'm telling you. I'm warning you right now.
Oh, man, I'm tingly already.
I thought you would be. I thought you'd get a tingle.
Can't wait!
Yeah, and the other thing I need you to do is hug my kids for me, and hug my girlfriend, and tell Miss Pineapple Upside Down Cake that I still love her, and I'm going to come and see her, even though you don't invite me anymore. I'm coming back to hug her, my kids, and to get some more pineapple upside down cake. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't think we got to renegotiate the fee on that first pineapple upside down cake. I don't think it was ever paid, but yeah.
You make a good point. You make a valid point. I'm going to move on and change the subject at this point in time.
I figured you would.
Yes. That took care of brown trout and bone fishing big time. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, if you just join us, we're listening to Tony Caggiano, Mr. Top Cat, talking about the ICAST fishing show and all the good things he does. Thanks, Tony. We're going to get out here. We're against the hard break. We're going to go and get to the other side so we can do a little fishing report, all right?
Anytime, Uncle Ray. Always fun.
Thank you, brother. Soon. Love you. See you.
Take care, man. Love you, too.
See you on the other side.
Whose intellectual close friends get to call him TC.